Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into a book that really got under my skin, The Wellness Syndrome by Carl Cederstrom and Andre Spicer. Sophie, tell me I'm not the only one who felt personally attacked.
Oh, you're absolutely not. I'm Sophie, and I love this book because it names something I've felt for years, that the pressure to be healthy, happy, and optimized all the time is actually making us more anxious and less free.
Right? They argue that wellness has turned into this moral obligation. Like if you're not juicing kale and tracking your steps, you're somehow failing at life. It's a heavy burden.
Exactly. And the authors trace that back to this idea of the sovereign self, the myth that we're completely responsible for our own health. If you get sick, it's your fault. You didn't eat right, you didn't exercise enough, you didn't think positively. That's brutal.
It's so individualistic. I mean, I felt that reading it. How many times have I beat myself up for skipping a workout? But they point out that this actually shifts blame away from systemic issues like bad jobs, pollution, or inequality.
Yeah, and that leads to what they call the tyranny of positivity. Sadness or anger aren't natural anymore. They're failures. You're supposed to just choose happiness.
Honestly, that part made me mad. They say this positive thinking ideology tells us to ignore injustice. If you're struggling with a dead-end job, the problem isn't the job, it's your attitude. That's so insidious.
And the worst example for me was corporate wellness programs. They frame burnout as a personal failure rather than a workload problem. Hey, here's a free yoga class, but you're still expected to work 12-hour days.
Right. It's like they're trying to squeeze more productivity out of you while making you feel grateful. And then your Fitbit data becomes a metric of your commitment. No thanks.
They also take on the spiritual side of wellness, the gurus, the detoxes, the celebrity wellness brands. The authors argue that it's become a quasi-religion with its own moral hierarchy. If you can afford organic food and retreats, you're somehow a better person.
That idea of cleansing really got me. They say the toxin narrative is basically a moral panic, a way to talk about impurity without actually addressing environmental pollution. So you do a juice cleanse instead of fighting for cleaner air.
And then there's mindfulness. They call it McMindfulness, a stripped-down version that's sold to help you tolerate a stressful job rather than question why the job is so stressful. It pacifies instead of liberating.
So what's the alternative? Because I don't think they're saying go be unhealthy.
No, they're calling for a kind of negative wellness, accepting that life is messy, that illness and death are random, and that real well-being might involve collective action, not just self-optimization. Maybe getting angry at the systems that make us sick.
I actually love that. It's a rebellion against the whole wellness industry. My big takeaway is that true health might be about letting go of control and being okay with imperfection.
Absolutely. And if you want to dig deeper, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. This book really asks us to stop trying so hard to be well and instead start trying to be free. We'll see you in the next one.